Right down the street in about, what do we have? 25 minutes. First pitch, getting ready. Game one. Tigers. Guardians. Playoffs.
Let's go, baby.
Playoffs.
Let's go.
Who's going to win this series and why? 216-474-0092. Who wins and why? We start with Ray in Cleveland. Ray.
What's going on, guys?
Not much, dude. How are you?
Listen, doing well, man. I was saying off air, man, I congratulate these guys, man. I tip my hat 99 times and throw 99 roses because what we just did was outstanding. We all know that. I right now am a little worried about these kitty cats from right up the road in Detroit, man. We've had our way with these guys. And sooner or later, the numbers just say that it ain't going to happen. Man, we gave it all that we got, like the dude on Star Trek. I'm giving it all I got, Captain. But we gave it all that we had with bits and pieces. And again, they haven't shown me that they've peaked yet. They haven't shown me anything except that their foot is on the gas. But the numbers just every now and then dictate as you ascend, sooner or later you descend. I hope it ain't right now, guys. I promise you, man. I am go, go, go Guardians. And I'm holding out hope, man, but I'm a little worried.
Ray, I agree with you completely. You did a great job against them this year. Mm-hmm. You got Scooble in the critical game last time out. You got him again. Man, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to get to him today.
It's going to be a tough game today, man. He is ready. These guys are locked in. And they've got a reason to take our heads off, man. I mean, I am a true blue fan. Hey, listen, man, I actually covered these guys for another publication. Listen, I decided that they weren't doing anything, and so I gave my credential to somebody else for September.
No! No!
I really did, man. I've shot every game up until September. I said, hey, man, this thing's over, guys. And I let another guy come in and do the shooting, man.
Hang in there, Ray.
Man, watching this thing go down.
Nice thing is you get to see it as a fan, which is a good time, too. You can be completely emotional throughout the entire thing.
Who wins and why?
I'm not worried about the out of gas portion of it due to the fact that it's been so many different guys that has helped to pull it. If this was they made it because Gavin Williams was unbelievable and Tanner Bibee was unbelievable and Jose Ramirez was hitting home runs, but everybody else around him was horrendous, we would have a different conversation. But it's because they've had six different starters look really good. It's because the bullpen has looked good. It's because they've had just the right amount of hitting to make this work is why I think there is faith. I take the Guardians in this series, and I think they win it in three. And the reason that I believe that is because nobody has seen Scooble more than the Cleveland Guardians have. They know what he's going to throw. They have the scouting reports. They have all that kind of stuff. They have seen Detroit's bullpen of late. Detroit's bullpen is not what it was last year. Jack Flaherty has been good, but Jack Flaherty is good for about five, six innings. Then you got to go to the bullpen there. I think the Guardians have just the right amount because I think the pitching is good enough that they don't have to worry about being in a shootout this series. I don't think they have to worry about getting into a home run derby or having to put seven on the board to be able to win some of these games. If they keep these things 3-2, 4-2, 3-1, something along those lines, the Guards can easily win this. I think Guardians in three. You?
I'm going to agree with you on that, but I'll say this. The starting pitching for the Guardians has been really the historic run, you know, the historic comeback and then the historic September by the starting pitching. I'm hard-pressed to think that the starting pitching will be that good for three straight games. I think there's one of these games where the Guardians are going to have to score 5 to 8 runs to win. And I don't know if they can do it. That's my hesitation. I'm going to pick the Guards, but my hesitation is I think in one game, at least one, some starting pitcher, whether it be Bibee, whether it be Gavin Williams today, whether it be Slade Ciccone in game three, somebody's going to get knocked around a little bit, and that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, you know, keep your team in the game. But I think they're going to have to score 5, 6, 7 runs to win a baseball game. And I don't know if the offense can do that.
They've done it a couple of times. I mean, what was that Texas game? They ended up having to score, 9 to win that game against Texas 2 days ago? They've done it before where they're able to put just enough together. And again, that Tigers bullpen is not as good as it was last year.
If you can get to it.
Right.
If you can get to it. The Heis is with us. Hello, Heis.
Hey.
How you been, buddy?
Jeffrey? All good. I just think the key to the game is getting out of the first inning either tied or with the lead. It just seems like, that first inning, it seemed like we always give up a run or two, what is the percentage when a team's winning in the first inning? Do they have any stats on that?
I'm sure those are out there. I don't know them off the top of my head, Heis, but you're right. And especially with Scooble going, if you give that guy a lead, Gavin Williams, I think, is going to have to be good right away. If you give him a lead, give Scooble a lead, he's going to just pound the strike zone, and then you're at a disadvantage.
I know, and I just think, that first inning is key, because it just seems like we give up a lot of runs in the first inning.
And what do you like in the series, Heis?
Who do I like in the series?
Yep.
If we win today, I like the Guardians. If we don't, I don't.
Okay. I get it. Take care, buddy. Good to hear from you.
All right. Be good. Adios.
That's the Heis, and as Heis will tell you, it's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
That's why they're starting at 108, and that's why if you look at the television screen, you see a lot of empty seats, and that's a shame.
Our
fan base deserves better than that.
Yes.
That said, it was going to have to happen to one fan base. It wasn't going to happen in Chicago, New York, or L.A. That's just the reality of this situation, Dan.
I wish that they would have taken one game.
Bleachers look half full.
I wish they would have taken one game and said, Chicago, you're getting a nooner on this game. Guardians play
good for you, Chicago.
Like, I wish they would have done that, because we all know the minute it became Yankees Red Sox, we knew where this was going.
Yeah.
It was part of the reason I also wanted the Guards to play the Red Sox, is because at least then you would have had these stands filled, and it probably would have been the 7 o'clock game, and you wouldn't have been in this situation. It just stinks that you can't even get one of these that falls into a window where more people can show up. This is benefiting to TV, retirees, college students, and people who work from home.
It's still early. The game's not underway, but boy, the upper deck looks a little sparse.
So if you're any of those three, get to the ballpark.
Yeah. Tickets are available.
Yeah.
And you can get out there.
It stinks. Like, I'm sorry. It just stinks. And I give one in prime time even. It just is so obnoxious that we are in this world where these TV executives saw Yankees Red Sox and immediately started drooling on themselves and licking their chops.
You know the reality of it.
I know, I do.
It's not the NFL.
I know.
The market size thing, actually, that matters here.
Well, but TV ratings are up all around baseball.
I know, but still.
For this season, Front Office Sports had a big write-up on that. The TV ratings are heading in the right direction. And actually, national ratings heading in the right direction, too.
But think of teams that have the national profile. And you could say the teams with the national profile more than any others in Major League Baseball are the other teams playing in the first round here. The Chicago Cubs.
Cubbies are massive.
Yankees. Red Sox.
Yeah.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking for the four highest national profile teams in all of Major League Baseball, give me, there might be another one. The Mets aren't in there with the Yankees. I think those are the four highest profile teams in Major League Baseball.
Friars have become really popular.
Yeah,
the Padres
but
have become popular.
But that's not. But see, you're in a different crowd. They're not a national team and a national following like the Dodgers, Yankees, Cubs, Red Sox.
In a perfect world, you'd probably throw the Braves and the Cardinals in there too.
Yeah,
those would be the other two. That would fall into
that. I would
that.
Agree with you
the,
on that.
The Padres, though, have become pretty big. Like, a lot of people are keeping an eye on them outside of Southern California. Now, some of that is because they've got Yu Darvish.
Like
and
yeah, I like
they've got a Korean player on there as well. So that's, of course, a bigger national brand when it comes to that, or I guess international brand in that regard. But, yeah, it just stinks. It's like, dude, give me one. Just give us one.
Yeah, but they weren't going to change that up. All four series have the same starting time for all four games. That's just the way it's going to be.
And maybe some of it as well with the Chicago side of it is that they didn't want Padres fans to have 10 a.m. baseball, which, all right, fine.
can this young rotation rise to the occasion here, Dan? Because I think for this team to win, it has to. I think it can. Slade Ciccone has been really pretty tough all year long. Tanner Bibee's throwing the best he's thrown all season, I think, over the last month. And Gavin Williams has arrived. I think they can pull it off.
100% yes. 100% yes. Gavin Williams has been a buzzsaw for the last month.
Hasn't he, though?
Oh, my God.
He's been terrific.
He's what, when we first saw that dude throw, he's what we thought he would be, which is 98 with that 12-6 curveball that is just nasty. And his pitching fantastic on top of it. It's why I actually feel good about this game going in. You've seen Skubal more than other teams. This staff does such a good job with scouting. Again, you were one of the few seeing Justin Verlander, who's got two Cy Young awards in his back pocket. In fact, he might have three in his back pocket. You were one of the best hitting teams still to this day against Justin Verlander. Why? Because you saw him enough times. I feel the same way with Skubal. Question is, can the people hitting actually hit the ball past the pitcher's mound?